Hachette Audio presents Wish You Were Mine, written by Tara Civic, read by Felicity Hart and Edward Thomas.
For my husband, who I've loved since I was 12 years old, thank you for showing me every day that falling in love with your best friend can be a wish come true.
Prologue. Dear Everett, if you're reading this, I'm dead. Sorry, that's probably not the best way to start off a letter to my best friend after my sudden and horribly tragic death. You'll surely never, ever be able to move on because I was such an amazing person, but there it is. You know I've never been one to mince words. And while we're on that subject, you're an asshole. It's been 4 years since we've seen you. 4. I get it, believe me, I do. The first time I met you, when we were 10 years old, you told me you wanted to be a doctor. For 16 years, I listened to you talk about how you wanted to do something with your life you could be proud of. We're all proud of you, Everett. Proud that you accomplished what you set out to do. Proud that you took charge of your life and made something of yourself. But you can't stay away forever. I don't know what happened between you and Cameron the night you left, but I know she hasn't been the same since. Neither one of us has. The Three Musketeers has been missing one of its members for 4 years, and if you aren't here already, it's time for you to come home. Yes, I'm guilting you into coming home because I'm dead. Finished. Gone. Never coming back from the great beyond. Do you feel guilty yet? You should, because Cameron misses you, even though she won't admit it. I've tried my best to make her happy without you here. She puts up a good front about not giving a shit that you've been gone for so long, but I know she's lying. She needs you now more than ever. She needs you to get that stick out of your ass, suck up the reasons you've stayed away from us, and come home. I'm not going to be there to make her laugh, wipe away her tears, or cheer her on when she does something amazing. I am officially passing the baton over to you. It's your turn now. You've traveled around the world, you've saved lives, you've become a goddamn hero to strangers. Now it's time to be a hero back here at home, where you belong. It hasn't been the same without you. We haven't been the same without
Sample complete. Ready to continue?